The Mind Aware 700.
Hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset and build your business faster. Yeah, we like that, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. And I want to tell you that I'm so psyched to talk to you about my new newsletter. You know, we've had the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs podcast, so why not have a daily newsletter that gives you a jolt of happy in the morning? Like, this is the most important thing we need to build our businesses, right? We all know what we quote-unquote should be doing, but maybe we don't feel like doing it. Well, this will give you your little dose of happy. So go check it out. You go to danawild.com/mantra, danawild.com/mantra, and get your copy delivered right to your inbox. Become a real brain trainer in the brain training sandbox. Speaking of which, today, this show, this episode, is episode 700. Can you believe that? 700 episodes. Wow, right? I know. I can't believe it either. It's amazing. 700 episodes of Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. Some of you affectionately call it the Mind Aware Show. And I thought, you know, what would be nice to do is maybe just talk a little bit about some tips for producing content consistently. Because we have just consistently put out two or more episodes a week since the beginning. And how do you do that? And not just a podcast, but whatever your content choice is. So actually, that's my first tip. My first tip is figure out the best content method for you. And one of the ways I can recommend to do that is to go take the Marketing Superpowers quiz. Probably take you about 5 minutes to take it, maybe seven. It's free. But you go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and you can take the quiz and find out the best method for you, because we have everybody on the internet telling us, do this, do that. You need to be podcasting. You need to be live streaming. You should be blogging. Why aren't you doing videos? Get on TikTok. Right? Oh, so many things to do. But we're not necessarily, our personalities aren't necessarily a match for all of them. And so this quiz will help you figure out your best thing. What is your best method for communicating, for presenting yourself, or most importantly, that you're excited to do? What is your best way of getting the word out about your business? Because that leads me to the second tip that I want to give you is, whatever you plan to do, dial it back by at least half and likely more. So often, and I fall prey to it too. Seriously, this is a true story. Right now, today, as I say this, every week I have a task that comes up that says plan a video, and I have another task that comes up that says plan a blog post for this week. Because every week in my mind, I think I'm going to do a podcast and a blog and a video. And oh man, I really want to get on TikTok. So seriously, I've got this recurring task that still keeps coming up. Never do it, of course. I just always check it as done. Goes to the next week. But I'm as guilty of it as anybody, where we have these plans and we say, you know, I'm going to do a daily podcast. I'm going to do a podcast every single day. And then you get into reality world and you say, no, that's makes it not fun. That's going to make it a chore. And we feel like, okay, I want to do an Insta story and a live stream and a blog post and a podcast. And so we're always, not always, and not everybody, but I know I fall prey to it, trying to do too much. So whatever you plan to do, dial it back. Dial it way, way, way back. In fact, I would go so far as to say, do one thing every week. If you can create one piece of content a week, you are rocking it. You are seriously rocking it. And of course, all content doesn't take as long and some takes longer. I know people who write long form blog posts and they should be thinking about maybe producing one a month, right? Because obviously it's like writing a book every month to do one of those kind of posts. And some people, you're creating graphics. That's your method. And it's realistic that you could create 3 to 5 to 7 a week. So the idea is, if you are posting one thing a week, you're kicking butt. And think about it that way. You know, I can look at the history of the show and say to myself, like, it's just amazing that I've been able to consistently keep a show on week in and week out. Like, I'm really happy and proud of that, to be able to just keep doing that, keep it fun, and make it easy, which of course leads me to the next tip. Make it easy. We could make this show a lot more complicated. You can make your videos a lot more complicated. You can make your live streams a lot more complicated. You can make your blog posts a lot more work. You can always make it more work and you can always make it more complicated. So I prefer easy. Get it done. Make it easy. Follow your feel good. Stay in your joy. If you choose to make it more complicated later, you choose to add bells and whistles, or you choose to do something else, you can always add that. But make it easy is the next tip. Enough said. I think you get the idea. Okay, the other one is keep track of your ideas. One of the things, and also find an easy way to do that. So one of the things I do is I just screenshot stuff and bookmark stuff. And certainly for somebody who's generally an organized person, my system for keeping track of ideas is shockingly disorganized. Unreal how disorganized it is. But I know that I have enough places with things bookmarked and screenshot and files where stuff is saved and emails that come in folders and all this stuff, that if I need an idea for what I want to talk about, I've got a lot of places to look. So screenshot, bookmark, have one or more methods just to keep track of stuff when it comes up and when it hits you. Next, fire yourself up before you create anything. I think this one probably goes without saying because you are a brain trainer and we get this. But if you get yourself fired up, and I mean literally for 1 to 3 minutes before you start creating anything, you start saying those sentences. Turn on music if you need to. You just start saying those sentences. This is going to be good. I'm going to have so much fun. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to dive in. It's going to be fast. It's going to be easy. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to offer value. I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. Like, think how many times when you say, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be so fun. I can't wait. Like, you almost can't stand it. You have to sit down and start creating. So fire yourself up before you start creating. Next tip, and I've lost track. Is this number 5 or 6 or 7? I don't know. I hope whoever's transcribing these notes can find out. Next tip is, whatever you decide to do, master it. Stay curious about it. Try different things. Learn about it. What works? This is one of the benefits of just picking one thing. Do you know how challenging it is to learn multiple things and get good at all these different things? Pick one. Read about it. Understand how it works. Pick and choose the pieces you use. You don't have to do anything to build your live stream or your podcast or your blog subscribership or whatever. You don't have to do anything, but learn it and understand it and master it and pick and choose the things that sound fun and sound good to you and do those. And it will get better and better and better and better. Master what you do. Whatever you decide to do, just master it. Stay curious. Does that count as a separate tip? We're going to count it. Stay curious. That is all. All right. Then, and this is a really big one. Be in it for the love of doing it and not for the numbers. I am not kidding you. When live streaming came out, I went live twice a week and I did the show via live stream. And I would venture to say during the 2 or 3 years I was doing that, I don't think we grew at all. I don't think it was an effective method for me as far as numbers. I'm not even sure I really had so many people even watching it live when I was going live. And so I knew what I was getting out of that was I was getting the commitment to do the show. Because if I had to sit in front of my computer at that time and record the show, it was like, oh, I maybe would or wouldn't do it. But I knew if I had a live stream appointment and people were expecting me and I had to show up, I would get that show done every week. And so that was a benefit for me. The other benefit was that I got really good at my message. I really don't think I knew what I had with Train Your Brain and the way to describe it and the way to talk about it prior to doing that live stream. And I'd been doing the show for a few years at that point. But when I started live streaming and having that interaction and getting questions from people, that's when I really honed my message. So this is not a commercial for live streaming. This is a commercial to say, during that time, I wasn't getting anything by way of numbers. If anybody had been numbers motivated, they would have dumped live streaming after week two and gone to some other method of recording the podcast or doing something else. But sometimes what you get out of something, quote unquote, get out of something, you don't know until hindsight. And so don't be numbers motivated. Be joy motivated. Love to do it. And I did. I loved to get on there. Even if there was one person live, I loved engaging with them. And so do the things that you love. Hence, see tip number one. Take that quiz and figure out what your marketing superpower is. Yourmarketingsuperpower.com. Go check that out. And then the final tip, which shouldn't surprise you in the least, is, of course, train your brain. It's funny about marketing and building a business and being an entrepreneur and getting 700 episodes in the can. All of those things that we're told that we have to do, or it's not going to work out, or if you don't do it this way or you don't do that, it's not going to be successful. All those things we're told, you know, it's all just a bunch of BS. We know as brain trainers that we're successful when we decide that what we're doing is successful. What makes us successful is the mindset that we're successful. What makes the marketing method work is the idea that it's going to work and that it is working. When you know that you have a best friend of a brain that will match whatever you say, then you start saying better things. That's how you get to 700 or 1,000 episodes or your equivalent in blog posts or whatever your method of marketing is. I don't care if you're speaking or writing or connecting with people one-on-one. When you do it for the love of it and you really want to keep doing it and curious about it and are going in it open-hearted and open-brained, and telling yourself that it's the thing that's making you successful. My joy is why I'm successful. I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm talking about. I love the direction I'm headed. My business is working. The methods I've chosen are working. I love that I can do just one thing and master it, and that's what works for me. It's so good to just follow my truth. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, yeah. You bet. Here's to your 700.